law.
What about ripping off the system, though? Do you think that your taxes...
I personally think the example set by those at the top of them getting what they can for themselves sets the example for those. If I could apply like a military logic, if you've got good leadership at the top and they're going through the same... if you're out in the field and you're getting wet and cold and the officer in charge is just as wet and cold, you know, you're willing to do that bit extra, you're all in the same boat. But if the person at the top is warm and dry and well-fed and comfy and you're still wet, cold and not fed, then you're going to start, well, hell, it's all right for him, it's all right for me.
Yes, I take your point, absolutely.
People are following the example set by the politicians at the top, which is get what you can for yourself and greed's the name of the game.
But what about individual morality? What about ripping off the system? You shouldn't be... just because someone else breaks a window and steals something, does that make it acceptable for you to do it? Two wrongs don't make a right?
No, but again, it comes down to the fact that people have had enough of being told you have this one set of rules for you and one set of rules for us.
Yes, I agree with that, but what about this question of, well, the state will do something for me so I don't actually have to work very hard or work at all? I mean, that's what... there's a mindset crept into all this, hasn't it?
Yeah, that woman who was saying that her husband and her haven't drawn wages from their job for 14 weeks or something.
Right, right.
Well, that's what put the country in the crap. It's sort of... I mean...
No, they're self-employed. They're trying to make a go of it. He's ploughing the money back into the business, it would seem.
Yeah, but she was having a big moan about she hadn't drawn wages for 14 weeks. Well, that's not the benefit's fault. It's not... it's their fault if they can't do their business well enough to provide an income.
Be fair, the recession is not something that perhaps they were directly responsible for.
Yeah, actually what I just... that was.
And she's objecting to the fact that they've gone without to try and make a business that may in time grow and create jobs for other people and all. Meanwhile, there are other people ripping off the system. That's what she objects to.
Oh yeah, I don't deny that, but there's also people on a benefit who go without a hell of a lot more and who probably get deeper and deeper into a trough that they've got no way of getting out, you know.
It's right. Mrs. Shipley and her government are trying to shake us out of that torpor, aren't they?
That's actually what I rang about, was this Catherine Regan's going to live for a week on a benefit.
Well, she's in hospital at the moment, and I don't know, we think it might be fairer to talk to her when she comes out and ask her how she plans to do it, from what starting base, and whether a week's long enough, because I know a lot of people don't think it is.
Well, I was quite willing to volunteer to live on her salary for a week, you know.